This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, an American Family Farmer. I think as we get started every week, I'd like to bring you up to date on a couple of important news items that affect the farmers. That this program is for the family farmers, not for the big corporate agricultural institutions. This is to connect farm and family and food all together. The idea of this program came to be when one of the high-tier members of the radio broadcasting industry suggested to me that my passion about the farm would be well served if we did a radio program that focused on this aspect of agriculture and our connection to the community that uses our product. So that's where this began. It sort of started as a podcast or a limited broadcast availability item, and now it's everywhere on radio and podcasts, that sort of thing. The idea that we have an interest group that's large. There are some people who don't like my approach to things. I'm not supportive of any of the big ag companies, whether it be equipment companies, whether it be companies that provide fertilizer or seeds or whatever it is. I think that we're better served, and the product, the end result is better. Maybe those of you who have had good luck using some products that enhance the growing of foods, you got more product and therefore made more money. That's cool, but what are you doing to your soil? That has been a focus of this program for the past month or so, regenerative agriculture. And I think in a few minutes when we talk to Sarah Hill, who is the director of the Crop Cover Summit, you may find we're sort of extending this focus one more week, and I think it could go on forever. But the news items this week have to do with farmers and their rights. In Georgia, the Right to Farm bill is a question for those who are involved in advocating on one side or another. Who are we talking about here? Whose rights? The right to farm. The question of property rights, that sort of thing. Lawmakers in Georgia have considered a bill that would enhance protections for farmers against nuisance lawsuits by neighbors. The problem in the, I've had this problem in my farming community in Framingham, Massachusetts, and I've met it head on. The state of Massachusetts has a right to farm bill. Most states have a right to farm bill. I got the right to farm bill codified by our town meeting in Framingham, so that when questions come up about odors, about nuisance things, you just say, this is a right to farm community. The odor is part of farming. If you don't like it, then you should move. I can't tell you how many people have said to me over the years, the reason that they bought the house is because it was across the street from the farm. They love the bucolic, the views, the farm itself, the animals. But if you go to spread manure on a Sunday afternoon, they call the police. And that's what's happening in Georgia. It's what's happening all over the country. So the Agriculture and Consumer Affairs Committee in Georgia told the members of the general legislative session that they needed to pass a bill to clarify the law to make it clear that no farmer could be sued for a nuisance after the farms have been operating for a year. There are people who are moving in to these neighborhoods because there are a lot of suburban farms, especially the people that we're talking to on this program, and they have a different opinion of things. The environmentalists who are involved in moving this, small farmers who are involved in moving this, are worried in Georgia the bill could open the way for farmers to make changes that might hurt the ability of longtime neighbors to enjoy their property. There aren't a lot of nuisance suits but the bill is being pushed by the meat industry to shield farmers and some of the activities that they do that are not good for the product, the raising of the product, the animals. You know, my farm was inspected actually a couple of weeks ago by the local authorities and by the state, and they found a couple of things in the chicken coop that they didn't like, and they wrote it up, and so we corrected it. Some of it got into nuances to how many square inches each chicken had, but my chickens are free range during the day, and at night they are put into a shelter because if they didn't get put into a shelter, the coyotes would eat every one of them. So we have plenty of freedom here. The conditions have not changed over the years, frankly. I've made it a little bit more liberal for the animals to walk around on their own. The goats walk around their own. The ducks do. You know, it's kind of fun. And they know enough to get out of the driveway when somebody's driving through. Anyway, farming operations that are not, and this is on poultry farms, I think, more than anything else, but sometimes on hog farms, pigs are confined in a way that there are a lot of people who don't like it. There's a difference between that and the nuisances that are being talked about. And basically, the huge animal operations that attempt to, that are in this circumstance, attempting to change the rules so that their the way they operate their farms, it sort of skirts the right to farm bylaw. Right to farm bylaw allows farmers to do things that are normal, and certainly manure and smells and that sort of thing are a part of it, but ought not to allow farmers to abuse the lives of animals. And I think that's what the issue is here. The large-scale animal operators, the big conglomerates versus the smaller farmer that gets it. We get it, and the big guys don't want to get it because it costs them money. So this is the argument, and I wonder how many other I've just sort of thought about this as I was looking at what's going on in Georgia. How many other states are going through this? Because we all know that corporate agri-food CEOs are the ones who are moving a lot of this stuff along because they want to be able to hide behind measures like this, which is not appropriate. So I guess there's a fine line and when it comes to the right to farm bill, and I think we need to be aware of it, and we ought to push on our own for the correct interpretation of those laws and those rules. And that doesn't mean Big Ag comes in and does whatever the hell they want. I guess that's pretty much the bottom line. Okay, so the American Family Farmer up next, a conversation about crops and what you're doing with your soils, what kind of help your soils need, that sort of thing. That'll be up next here in our focus on the American Family Farmer. Right now, I want to make sure that you're getting a good night's rest. If you, as a farmer or somebody who's supporting working on the farm, you're involved in agriculture, if you don't get rest now, we're only a month away from the beginning of spring, actually a little bit less than that. So in the spring, a lot of people have planted their seedlings. Some of the areas south of the Delmarva, or actually a little north of Mason-Dixon line, who have seen early warmth. For example, where I am today in Massachusetts, we're in the throes at the end of February, and 70 degrees today, or 67 is the high, and 2 days from now it'll snow. So it's a little early, although I'm watching things come out of the ground. You may be as well, depending on where you are. But even though the ground still sort of is frozen a bit, I see the crocuses and some of the early growth. It's about a month earlier than it normally is, but that's because the weather's been kind of up, down, and sideways. Anyway, so the point here is my focus on your activity levels increasing, all the more important for you to get a good night's rest. So the way to do that is to make sure your mattress is superb, your pillows are superb, mattress topper is superb, you've got good sheets to go over. All those things make you comfy and cozy, and you can get them all right now at MyPillow, MyPillow.com. You go there, you check out the product catalog, and you can see in there the extensive sleep system that they have now on 30%. The MyPillow coil mattress, for example, which includes a set of Giza Dream Sheets and two MyPillows, 30% off, plus monthly financing is available. So if you're in need of anything, you put together a big order. Say you buy $1,000 worth of sheets and comforters and pillows and pillowcases and mat, whatever it is, you can pay for it on time with low monthly interest rates. So check that out. Use the promo code DJV when you go to MyPillow.com to order whether it's complete sleep system, the Giza sheets. You can buy one, get one free right now at MyPillow.com. And remember, with everything, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee. That's a statement and a half, because how many other companies do you know that sell mattresses or pillows or whatever, guarantee them? Once you get them, that's yours, baby. That's it. So check it all out, MyPillow.com. Please use the promo code DJV when you're checking out for not only the 30% off on the complete sleep system, but also up to 65% off on all the other products. There's a lot of them there. Enjoy them at MyPillow.com.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements, and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
I get the same question all the time, so let me clarify what we do here in terms of production and when the information is available and how it's available. There's a podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. For example, the most recent one is a focus on the New York Farm Show, the Equipment Dealers Association, Right to Repair, all that sort of thing. I have a problem with the Right to Repair thing, that all of the big dealers and the big producers of agricultural equipment want to be able. This is part of what I was talking about earlier. When you look at how the Right to Farm bill is interpreted in different states, the big corporate ag people, they don't want you to be able to do what you want to do. They want to kind of screw around with it a little bit. And that takes its toll, especially when it comes to right to repair. So that's something that we've talked about and will continue to focus on as I try to explain what the positives and negatives are. And all of that, I try to bring both sides of the issue, except in areas where I know you get plenty of information. You don't need more of it from me that substantiates what Big Ag is doing. At any rate, check out our podcast every week on the American Family Farmer at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm. I ain't hearing nothing. Such a beautiful sound.
Top 23 after the hour. This is this week's American Family Farmer program. I'm Doug Steffen, introducing you to Sarah Hill, who is the director of the Crop Cover Summit. Sarah is with Lessiter Media in South Dakota. So, Sarah, what is it that you do? And let's get to the nitty-gritty of the Crop Cover Summit, because crop covering crops, cover crops in the wintertime, is a big source of needed nitrogen and those sorts of things for farmers. And we're talking a lot about regenerative agriculture on this program. So tell me a little about you. Are you a farm kid? And what have you done since you grew up? I happen to know you were a farm kid, but what did you do on the farm as you were a kid growing up?
Yeah, so I grew up on a Missouri dairy farm. So agriculture is in my blood, certainly. Now I work as an associate editor with Lessiter Media, so I'm responsible for producing content for many of their titles, including No-Till Farmer, Strip-Till Farmer magazine, Cover Crop Strategies, which we'll be talking about today, as well as helping produce and execute the National Cover Crop Summit, which is coming up in March.
Okay. So why do we need a cover crop summit? What do you want to draw attention to here?
Yeah, so this free two-day virtual event is our fifth National Cover Crop Summit, and we have a fantastic speaker lineup ready to go for growers who want to learn more about cover crops. You know, cover crops are growing in popularity, and there's a lot to learn. The majority of growers are new to the practice, maybe have less than 10 years of experience, so there's a lot to learn. And we have fantastic growers who have had many years of experience using cover crops, talking about their challenges and their opportunities that they've had with cover crops and how they've been able to make cover crops work for them. And then we also have industry experts talking about things like the economics of cover crops and seeding covers and tips for making sure you're doing well when you're seeding covers and many, many more topics.
All right, so you mentioned the challenges. Go through some of the challenges, and I'll give you a little background on me and what I know. As a dairy guy, I've been around cows all my life, raising a lot of corn, We kind of do the till. There's a no-till. I'm redoing a lot of my pastures and a lot of hayfields this year with no-till. But I also, when it comes to corn, I don't embrace the same exciting opportunities of growing no-till corn as I do perhaps with the hayfield. But you said the challenges. So the challenge for me is to accept this all around. I'm learning because I grew up using wheat, using winter rye as a cover crop. The end of the season, we put down winter rye on the fields where the corn was, and the spring we plowed it in because it was good for nitrogen. So, how do I have to change my evil ways?
Well, certainly many of our speakers will be talking about tips that they've found of how to maybe interseed cover crops so they get them seeded earlier in the growing season. And so they'll be talking about different ways to give cover crops the best opportunity to have a great establishment of covers. All right. To get all
the I want to know the variety. I like buckwheat. I also like as well. Let's talk about all of this stuff as it becomes a focus. This is sort of an educational. We're continuing with our educational focus. How to, why do you do it, that sort of thing. Convincing farmers this makes good sense. That's all part of the regenerative focus here on the American Family Farmer.
Busy you. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. The ratio between bacteria and human cells in our bodies is 1-3. That means you're carrying around about 40 trillion bacteria, give or take a couple. And in addition to all the little creatures inside you, you're also having between 50,000 and 70,000 thoughts a day, which, all in all, makes you a very busy place with a lot going on inside. And you're not alone. Everyone else has that many bacteria inside them and that many thoughts in their minds as well. So, in a way, we are all grand central stations of movement, which makes it all the more important for us to be kind and compassionate to others and ourselves when mistakes are made. Patience in the midst of busyness is a gift worth giving to all. For ways to build your patience, visit drchristianconti.com.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The invasion of Ukraine by Russia's military has begun. Russian President Vladimir Putin went on TV to make the announcement of war, and a full-scale invasion followed shortly thereafter. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Linda Thomas-Greenfield spoke at an emergency meeting in New York Wednesday night.
The United States and our allies and partners will continue to respond to Russia's actions with unity, with clarity, and with conviction.
The two prosecutors in charge of the Manhattan District Attorney's criminal investigation into former President Trump and his business dealings suddenly resigned Wednesday. A spokesman for the District Attorney, Alvin Bragg, confirmed the resignations of Kerry Duane and Mark Pomeranz. They were charged with running the investigation on a day-to-day basis. It's being reported the grand jury investigation has stalled with no sessions in the last month. USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Russia has launched a full-scale attack on its neighbor, Ukraine. The United Nations has held an emergency meeting in New York. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
The day was full of rumors and indications that of an offensive against the Ukraine was imminent. In the recent past, there were several situations with similar indications, similar rumors. And I never believed in them, convinced that nothing serious would happen. I was wrong. And I would like not to be wrong again today. So, if indeed an operation is being prepared, I have only one thing to say from the bottom of my heart. President Putin, stop your troops from attacking the Ukraine.
Having a pet companion may delay memory loss and other kinds of cognitive decline. Pet ownership was especially beneficial for working verbal memory. Dogs were most prevalent, followed by cats. The study will be presented in April at the American Academy of Neurology's 74th annual meeting. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the springs that turn from green to that harvest honey.
Moving into the second half hour here of our American Family Farmer program, Sarah Hill is the director of this Crop Cover Summit coming up in March. You can sign up for it by going to lessetermedia.com. I'm making that statement without asking you, but I'm guessing L-E-S-S-I-T-E-R Media. Is that how one signs up for the Cover Crop Summit?
It's pretty easy to sign up. You go to covercropsummit.com. The National Cover Crop Summit is coming up on March 15th and 16th, so you just have a couple more weeks to get registered. We have several opportunities to get more than just the free information that's available through our actual event. We have an all-access pass available for $49, which gives attendees 12 months of access to a plethora of event presentations, access to sessions from previous years' Cover Crop Summits, as well as cover crop management reports, just all kinds of information to teach them what they need to know about using cover crops. And we actually have a very special exclusive discount for your listeners of your show today to receive 50% off of that when they visit covercropsummit.com. If they enter the code FARMER50, they'll pay only $25 for all of that amazing information about cover crops.
FARMER50 at covercropsummit.com to get 50% off what it would cost you to involve yourself or engage in this summit. FARMER50 is the code. All right? At CropCoverSummit.com. I'm happy to promote and get people wrapped up in all of this sort of thing. So let me go back to you growing up on that Missouri dairy farm. What did your father, what did your family do when it came to the dairies growing corn, obviously? So how did they treat cover cropping at the end of the season?
You know, I have to admit, we actually didn't use cover crops. And
really?
Looking back, it was a real shame because we were missing out on all of those great cover crop benefits. We were missing out on reducing soil erosion and wind erosion, missing out on that great water infiltration that cover crops can provide, as well as crop diversity, which is so important for building soil health. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, as you learn more, you can do better, and farmers today can really improve their soil health, build that soil organic matter to then get more yields, as well as taking advantage of opportunities like grazing livestock on cover crops, custom grazing, or even participating in the carbon market.
And that's one of the things. Soil health, I have been criticized. As a matter of fact, I've been thrown off of radio stations who have large advertisers who sell the products that come from Bayer and Dow Chemical and, you know, the people that want to control not only what you put into the soil, they mask it by saying, well, you get more, you'll produce more if you use our products, which is true in the short haul, but that's oftentimes big corporations, they only worry about 6 months to a year down the road, and so they're trying to teach the farmers the same thing. What you're doing to the soil that grows this is something that you're not thinking about, or at least a lot of people are not thinking about it. So when I talk about things like this, some of the big advertisers on the farm stations don't like it, and they put pressure on the radio station people to get me thrown off the air, which has happened. That doesn't change my stance. It just is, you know how powerful these people are because they don't want to have anything to do with this stuff that is all about soil health, soil amendments. That's the most important part of this as far as I'm concerned. I don't necessarily have a no-till preference or strip-till, whatever, but I do have a preference to have the soil actually alive instead of dead, which is what a lot of the
right.
things that come from these companies do. So anyway, you started to say something.
Well, I would be remiss if I didn't mention we have some fantastic title sponsors who, without them, the National Cover Crop Summit would not be possible. So I definitely want to make sure to give them a shout out.
Go ahead right now. Take it. Yeah, do it.
These companies are great about supporting cover crops and so Montag Manufacturing is one of our title sponsors, Kelly Tillage System, Midwest Biotech, Underground Agriculture, Helm Agro US Inc., and New Farm. So we are very thankful that they are on board with the cover crop movement and so excited to be supporting this National Cover Crop Summit, which is a free online event to be held March 15th and 16th.
All right, so to go back to your farm just for the heck of it, now that your family knows of the things that you're working on, have they changed? Is your family still dairying in Missouri, and are they doing the sorts of things? Have you educated them as to how to properly do these sorts of things?
Well, unfortunately, as many family dairy farms have done, my family is no longer in the dairy business, but I have been educating my parents about the benefits of cover crops and soil health and how it all works together. And as a matter of fact, a couple weeks ago, I was talking to my mom about it, and she said, well, you have me sold on the whole concept. So it's really great to talk with farmers and hear their stories about how they've really changed the way they farm, but it's all been positive and for the better because now they're still getting strong yields. But their soil health is so much improved, and when they get a flash rainstorm and get, you know, 3 inches of water at one go, all of that rain soaks into the soil. So you can hear great stories from many growers talking about their experiences with cover crops during the National Cover Crop Summit.
So the only confusion I have here, is something I want to clarify. This is the fifth annual National Cover Crop Summit. It's free and 100% online. So then we're offering a discount of 50% to people when they sign up for it at covercropsummit.com. Yeah. What am I missing in this equation?
Sure. So the discount is for additional information about cover crops.
Okay.
So we have a package of extras, if you will, that attendees can have access to. And that's the code FARMER50 will help them get for only $25.
Got it. For the package of goodies. Okay.
Extra goodies.
Extra goodies. All right. Sarah Hill is here with lots of goodies about the Crop Cover Summit going on in March. We continue with our focus on that in a matter of moments here on this week's American Family Farmer. Right now, we're looking for success in that department. If you're looking for success in the weight loss department, you've come to the right place. Advice on how to do it. It's free, but it's worth more. You know, the old expression, it's worth what you pay for it. Well, Calitrin is not free. The information that I'm providing you at the moment is free because when you're listening and you're curious and you want to know how to, a lot of farm folks get pretty hefty during the wintertime and they need to lose 30, 40, 50 pounds. So this is a way to do it. Actually, somebody sent me a note, and the note explained how they got involved in Calitrin. Somebody listened to this program and went on the Calitrin program. So this lady, the second lady, is at church, and she's seeing her friend that she hadn't seen for a few months who's lost a lot of weight. And she said, what's the story? So the friend tells her that she went on an exercise program using weights and all kinds of stuff and slimmed down, got more muscular, but she wants to keep the weight off. So she heard me talking about Calitrin, went to the program, said it has helped her immensely in keeping the weight off. And also because the ingredients are there to build back muscle, it helps you a lot. And it's not like taking some of the drugs that you do or some of the bodybuilders do to get their muscles to where they want them to be. You can do that with exercise and support using the protein and the enzymes that are in Calitrin. So check out the special formulation. Check out the results with people. You can have your own Q&A session with one of their counselors. That's easy to do. All of it available right now at toploss.com. Go to toploss.com, see how the program works, decide that you want to try it. Your money is guaranteed. You know, you spend the money, and if it doesn't work, get your money back. That's how it works, all naturally and guaranteed. Calotrin is the product. Find out all about it to fix the problem of keeping the weight off at toploss.com. And when you check out, get the best deals and free shipping by using the discount code DJV.
I heard the call to serve, so I answered. I earned a title and discovered my purpose. I found belonging, an unbreakable bond with my fellow Marines. We fought to overcome adversity together in defense of our nation and its people. I've lived a full life, rich with meaning. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will always look after those around me. I will always uplift and support my country and my community. Because that is the promise I made. That is what it means to be a Marine. Semper Fidelis. Always faithful. Always Marine.
Shopping for cars online is slow. Checking all those different sites one by one, Auto Tempest doesn't like slow. That's why we sponsor NASCAR driver Chris Buescher in the number 17 Ford Mustang. It's also why we created a powerful search engine that will scour all the top car shopping sites, letting you search used car listings from across the internet in one search. Why waste time searching each site separately? Use Auto Tempest instead. Find all the cars. AutoTempest.com. All the cars, one search.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
Back to our friend Sarah Hill, who's been very friendly and very helpful at the Crop Cover Summit. Signing up for it is easy. We've given you the info. You go to CropCoverSummit.com. If you want the package of information that is generated out of this, you use code FARMER50 to get yourself into the height of the topics. I guess I'm wondering what percentage of farmers use cover crops and how that's changing with education like you're providing.
Yeah, so we at Lesser Media, we put together a cover crop benchmark study every year, and that told us that a large percentage of growers are using cover crops these days, upwards of 80%, which is really exciting. Of course, as I mentioned earlier, a lot of those growers are newer to the practice with maybe less than 10 years of experience. So there's a big gap of in that educational there's a lot to learn for growers. And so that's why events like the National Cover Crop Summit are really helpful. We'll have 12 different sessions of about an hour each with farmers and industry experts talking about a wide variety of different topics where growers can log in and learn about cover crops and make their practices even better on their farm.
So here's what I want to know. I would want to know, if I was going to this, I would want to know what cover crop I should plant. As I told you, mm-hmm. I've used winter rye, and I don't usually get it on. Often I'm late. I'm late because I do, you know, there's not many people around, so I'm doing a lot of this stuff myself. By the time I get the corn off, it's well past the growing season, so it may be mm-hmm. the 1st of November. I planted one field up the street. It was November or something or other. I don't know. But, you know, the good thing about rye is it'll start growing even if we've had a frost. So it takes root and it starts to grow. And I can see green in the field, not a lot of it, but it'll grow fast once the weather improves. And I still think the benefits are there because I'm plowing that back into the soil with a lot of nitrogen in it. But I don't know. In my system, how I could do it earlier than I do, because there's just not enough time to get the hang done and to get this done. So
sure, and that's one thing. You know, time is something that many farmers don't have, and so some of our speakers will be talking about their experiences with maybe interseeding, which seeding that cover crop maybe in June once the other cash crop has come up a little bit, One of our speakers will be talking about aerial seeding and how that's been a very viable option for his operation. We also have many of our speakers talking about different cover crop species that have worked for them in different parts of the country.
All right, so this is a big deal. CoverCropSummit.com. Use the code FARMER50 to get a discount on all the things that are going to be produced out of the informational packet that will be produced out of all of these various sessions in the summit. Thanks to Sarah Hill at Lesseter Media for the info. I'm thinking about it a lot more. I'm sure a lot of other people are. And so good luck with this situation and with the event itself. CropCoverSummit.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Three past the hour on this week's American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Reminder that the podcast is available, all of the old shows, if you will, and the podcast available online, and they're also described. So the information that's in each of these audio products is there. You have questions about things and may spend a few minutes and listen to, a lot of people do that, listen to some of the really old items that are at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. And help yourself. It's there as a public service for you to get the info. This is the part of the hour where I sort of pipe off on things that I think are important. I was looking at the for agriculture, the barometer, the economy, the economics of being a farmer. And unfortunately, those numbers are going down because of the cost of doing business. I know a lot of you had good years last year, for lots of different reasons. And now we see rising costs and supply chain disruptions because of the Chinese government-induced COVID and its ramifications on not only our country but the rest of the world. Things are pretty upset. Supply chain disruptions are affecting every aspect of our society. And now, coupled with what's going on in Ukraine, it's almost like there's somebody or some group that are trying to do as much as possible to keep disruptions so that we're always sort of on guard and we're spending more money than we ought to for things, but we're willing to do anything. Like at this point, everybody's willing to do anything to get away from masks and the whole thing with the pandemic and COVID. And so we're spending money. And I see that in the last, there's a Purdue University study that came out looking at things through last month, a barometer. They call it the economic barometer. It's down 6 points from last year. The index of current conditions fell 13 points since last year. And this is basically taking the temperature of farmers as to what they think the future expectations are for whatever their commodity is, whether it's dairy. That number is way down because we've allowed Big Ag to ruin the family dairy business. Unless you've been, I was in an area of upstate New York last weekend where there were beautiful farms at one point in time in my memory, and they're pretty much all gone now. And the farms that do exist, the buildings are dilapidated, the homes haven't been painted. You can just tell that they're holding on for dear life, but they want to keep going. But that sector of agriculture is really screwed up as an example of what big ag is doing. They're trying to put the small farmer out of business. They'll tell you they're not going to haul your milk if you don't have a certain amount of milk. So you got to get the milk to the, in some states they passed a law to require that not only the producers pick up the milk, no matter what the size of the farm, but they also have to pay for it. Now, there's suits involved in that right now because they think the producer said, why should I pay for this or that? It's an additional cost. Well, how's the farmer, how are you going to keep getting supply? And they say, oh, there's plenty of milk around, plenty of guys milking 1,000 cows, 2,000 cows, but what's the quality of the milk? All right, I get off on that toot, and I don't get to other things that are a part of this ag barometer. But the cost of fuel right now and the supply chain disruptions to get things that you need to feed your animals, the current conditions are weak. Farm financial performance is weak, especially when you compare it to last year. The investigators are finding that more people are asking for loans. They need money. They need help from the government. Let's see here. I'm looking in this reading, there's a 30% decline in optimism for dairy, 27% in certain beans and corn, that sort of thing. And, the producers are the ones responding themselves as to whether they expect their farm's financial performance to be better than last year or worse than last year. And most people say in a sharp drop that the financial performance will not be better. So this was a survey that was taken in January. Last year was a positive income year for a lot of farmers, most farmers I know. But yet when you look at the real world, and a lot of these surveys are conducted by the capital investors, the people who have money, that want to help farms, selling farm equipment, that sort of thing. It's really difficult. And so I guess I don't know what the solution is other than to have put your chin up and keep working at it, because we all know there's good times and bad times. Maybe this year won't be so good. At any rate, that's my way of looking at things. Keep your chin up. And we'll talk next week. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. It's our
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.